Tonight, from Boomer Fieldhouse on the campus of Woodward High School, this is Classic Bowl Boys Basketball. Classic Bowl Basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Team Lane. Search Team Lane on Facebook to learn more. Moore's Roofing. Neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. And Sealing State Bank. Family owned and operated for four generations. We are set at Boomer Fieldhouse for Classic Bowl Basketball. This is the pregame show as the Tri-State's All-Star Boys athletes take to the court. Here with all of tonight's action is sports director for radio stations K101, Z92, and 104.5 KZZW, Trent Caldwell. Alongside with color commentary is Tyler Riggs. And to be joined on the Classic Bowl basketball microphones later this evening, on loan from the Woodward Chamber of Commerce, the sports broadcast leader in the Tri-State region for 37 years, the longtime news and sports voice at K101 Radio, C.J. Montgomery. We are set at Boomer Fieldhouse for Classic Bowl Boys Basketball. Here now is Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Boomer Fieldhouse here on the campus of Woodward High School as we get ready for Classic Bowl 34 Boys Basketball. One last event before we go to the football game, but not before we see some electricity tonight. Good evening, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell. Joining me once again, my partner. We did girls a little bit earlier in the week. We've done basketball all year, and it's all led to this, Mr. Tyler Riggs. How are you, sir?
Oh, ready for some more basketball, Trent. A lot of fun. I think these guys are excited, too. I mean, we got to talk with them a bit earlier in the day, and I've been talking to them kind of in the lead-up, and they're ready for this game. Already seen some rivalries in pregame and throughout practice, so it'll be fun.
You're going to see a little everything. You're going to see teammate on teammate. You're going to see relative on relative. You're going to see twin brother on twin brother tonight. And you're even going to see one of our football coaches referee the game.
So there we go.
There's a lot of crossover here. Some of these guys could have played in football. A lot of them are dual athletes. Some of them could have played and have and could have played in multiple sports. We've got our third of three for the two Arapahoe-Butler duo of Carlisle and Griffith going to be here tonight. It is going to be a star-studded affair. Multiple 20-point scores and a lot of hype in this one, Tyler.
Yeah, and you know, this is something you talked to me about a lot off air. Just maybe one of the taller groups we've had quite a while. I mean, it is a absolutely – if you're under 6 foot in this game, you're the minority.
Yeah, there's a lot of 6 foot. There is at least one 6'5 or above player on every team this year. So it is going to be a fantastic basketball game. Bruh, don't go anywhere. We want to bring right back. We're going to get to our starting lineups, talk a little bit about the coaches, and talk a little bit about what you can expect tonight right after this. Don't leave us. It's Classic Bowl 34 coming up on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for all their roofing needs. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of all Classic Bowl participants.
Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Welcome back here, Boomer Fieldhouse. Getting ready to tip it off here in about 10 minutes for the boys basketball segment of Classic Bowl 34. And it's a little bit about the two coaches. First team, red team, white team. A couple coaches that know each other well. Played against each other a few times. Very familiar with each other. It starts with Coach John Hardaway of the Cashin Wildcats. He will be coaching the red squad. So we're red for Cashin and red for Coach Hardaway.
There you go.
In his ninth season, he's got four players in this game. He'll have two of them on his team. The other two will be on the other team. And the reason for the reason there's four players here, they can all get 20 on you. It was a fantastic squad. All five starters for Cashin all stated in something. And Nick DeBavi, who's the fifth one, would have been playing in the football game if not for an injury.
Right. And Trent, just one of the deeper programs out there, right? Their football prowess precedes them into basketball. And I mean, what a group of guys. You said it outright right there. They could all get you 20-plus. It doesn't matter who's got the ball in their hands when they're out there. They're lethal, and I'm excited to see that group tonight.
And if it wasn't for Dayton Forsythe, who was maybe the best player in the entire state in a lot of respects, yeah. Maybe Brandon Garrison, some people would say, they probably would have won a state title. They've been to the state the last 3 years in a row. One of them got canceled. It was during the COVID year. They have since Coach Hardaway's been here, he's turned it around. They are winning, doing nothing but winning, and that's what they do at Cashin. It starts with some of his starters tonight. He's going to have Vance Rainey and Austin Frazier. Vance averaged 10.2, Frazier averaging 13.9. Many nights Frazier was the lead scorer, but Vance Rainey going to play at the next level at Southwestern. So these guys are next level type players that would be, you know, the leading scorer on a lot of teams, and they're going to start tonight. Both of them 6'2". Aiden Johnston from Garber, 6'4", going to get the start. 13.6 a game. He's headed to Penn State Altoona to play at the next level. John Perry, one of two twins. John and Timmy will start tonight. They are sharpshooters. They shoot about 40% from deep, and they're going to be squaring off against each other. Unfortunately, Tyler, they have different haircuts.
Oh, that'll help you, Trent, but no. Kind of disappointed.
And numbers.
I'm disappointed we don't have a three-point contest tonight, because could you imagine if those two got into it in the final round? That would be hilarious. But they might break one out on the court. I don't know. They might take their turns.
Finally, Cameron Smith, the big man, 6'8", from Covington Douglas. He's a double-double machine. He averaged 12.4 for the Wildcats. He's going to start for Coach Hardaway's Red Tree. For the White Squad, they're helmed by Coach Fletcher Reed. His first season at Garber, he took Snyder to state a year ago. Switched over to Garber, didn't miss a beat. Despite losing T.J. Bennett, the Class A Player of the Year, took them all the way to the state final. They were 25-4, and he's got a couple players in this game. And once again, if Tydante Chester wasn't playing college ball, he'd probably have another one on here as well.
Well, that's just outstanding. I mean, we talk about T.J. Bennett. You want to talk about one of the best players in the state last year. And then you lose that guy, and you think, okay, well, we're in rebuilding. No, sir, not for Coach Reed.
Didn't matter. I mean, you can't forget David Nagel, who was going to play in the football game, but he's got committed to a couple other All-Star games as well. He's an 8-man football All-Star, as well as a fantastic basketball player. So that's another squad that had five guys that could get you for 20. And Coach Reed's starters tonight, Solomon Bishop, 6'3", 13.5 points, an excellent defender, a great athlete. Playing football at McPherson College at the next level. He's a Garber Wolverine. Landon the Gas going to be playing against his Cashin teammates. Starting out playing his boys, 6'2". He put up video game numbers in football, and he's going to try to, I believe, walk on at OSU.
Rightfully so.
And probably might have a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
Also, Jonah Jenkins, one of the best point guards in the state in any classification during the tournament when he was playing against Jenks and the big boys. He was second team in that before an injury kind of slowed his season down a little bit. His numbers would have been a lot better, but you better believe he can get anybody the ball wherever they want it, whenever they want it. He's a fantastic player. And Chase Davis, the lone senior on Kingfisher, who may be the greatest basketball program in the state at any level.
Yeah, and, you know, Davis, talk about a guy that's seen it all, right? Seen Cortez, seen Stone take their turns last year, and he stepped up big time this year. And Trent's a guy that he's got the height, but he doesn't blow you away, it looks like, with the athleticism, but he's a gamer, an absolute gamer.
Yeah, he was the MVP of the state tournament. He averaged 10.6 a game, but he upped that about 4 points when it mattered. And he's going to play at the next level as well, Randall University. He's 6'4". And at 6'4", normally Chase would be one of the bigger guys on the floor in this game, but now he's given up some height. He is certainly worthy of it. That Kingfisher program just cranks out talent. Five starters left. They shoved five new ones in. They only lost one game all year. Great. Let's give you a little idea of the talent you're going to see tonight. Those are just your starting five from both squads. We want to thank a couple people here. Classic Bowl 34 brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. Presented to you by Team Lane. Search Team Lane on Facebook for more information. You like poker, Tyler? I think that's
I'm going to be
I hear the rumor
bit.
Is that's what it's about.
Well, poker run, I'm going to be at that one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, whoa. You can come beat Tyler. Throw down the gauntlet. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And also Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Proud to be part of Classic Bowl Spotlight. Those are your sponsors tonight. And these are the players getting ready, warming up now, getting ready to go. Don't forget, in between games, there's awards, and it's halftime of the second game. There's going to be a dunk contest, so make sure you keep it tuned right here. First game coming up, Coach Hardaway's Red Team versus Coach Reed's White Squad coming up after this, Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Whiteswell Lane LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at Whiteswell. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
From Boomer Fieldhouse on the campus of Woodward High School, this is Classic Bowl Boys Basketball Game 1. Featuring the red team, coached by John Hardaway from Cashin, against the white team, coached by Garber's Fletcher Reed. Here now with all of the action of tonight's Game 1 are sports broadcasters Trent Caldwell and Tyler Riggs.
Back here in Boomer Fieldhouse, Jimmy Peck Court. Jimmy Peck, you see all the banners that he won around here. A lot of tradition in this gymnasium, and no better place to have this game. And again, we've had a whole slew of games coming up into this, starting out with golf event. Earlier we saw Ty Elliott from Moreland, Kiara Stair from Merritt win the Boys and Girls Golf Tournament. We saw Grant Thurer, who won the scholarship, was going to be playing in this game
tonight.
Scholarship, playing in game two. And then during the baseball game, Cooper Long from Laverne is also playing in the football game, won West Player of the Year. We saw East Player of the Year go to Caden Slater, who's supposed to play in the football game, but the All-State basketball game now got in the way.
Yeah,
you're going to see that. That is this weekend. There's baseball and All-State basketball Saturday and Sunday, which has kind of thrown a kink into some of these people's plans that we're going to play in this game. But most everybody was able to make it work. Again, that baseball scholarship, also Brett Griffith from Arapahoe Butler, who's playing tonight, also $2,000 richer. So there's going to be two guys on the floor tonight, Tyler, later, that have won $2,000 already.
Can they have a money battle, you know, Iron Man, Batman style, just throw money at you? I don't think that's possible.
And someone else is going to win $2,000 tonight
so
with a scholarship.
They throw their hat in the
There's
ring.
More NIL money on this floor than at Kentucky. So just be prepared for some money makers out there in a lot of ways. Now, the girls' game we saw was a great game as well. We awarded Player of the Year Maddie Boyd from Canadian in the West, in the East Ashland Light from Garber, and also gave a scholarship out to Addison Arms from Okarchee in that one. And we're going to do that same thing for the guys a little later here in between games, so make sure you stick around for that. Your referees tonight, Tom Singh, Donnie Yates, and Russ Radford, who's coaching in the football game. Assistant coach at Clinton, won a state title, defensive coordinator there, and one of the bigger referees, probably not going to get a little talk back for Radford tonight. I don't think not a lot of argument of calls if he's out there.
He's got a great serious face. He doesn't try to have that serious face.
He's intimidating.
He's intense. And I wouldn't be talking back to him if I'm out there.
We got about a minute 50 before we get ready. We're going to do a little national anthem. We'll do an invocation. Jenna Bay did it. Jenna Bay, by the way, signed with Southern Nazarene today.
Saw that on
social
media.
Congratulations to Jenna over there at Shattuck. But she did the invocation last time, and then Megan Bradley from Leedy knocked it out of the park with the national anthem. I can only hope she's doing it tonight. she's phenomenal. Well, she stayed as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's had a lot of practice, and there's a reason she keeps getting the callbacks. That's a hard job. That's maybe the hardest job to hold down.
And it was a weird arrangement of the national anthem. It was kind of a little wonky.
Yeah.
So,
made it work, though.
Hopefully she can have another shot at it tonight if we're lucky. Football guys are here. They're going to be judging the dunk contest. That should be interesting. Going to have a lot of having fun, the football guys. I'll say that. They got here Wednesday, and they're at day two. They had a little steak dinner last night. They're getting geared up for their game.
They had a good dinner tonight before this, too, as well. So
here we go. You can hear the clapping for Oklahoma. Everybody standing up, getting ready. And when it happens, Matt Adair is going to do the announcing duties. We'll throw it to him. He's going to announce the starting lineups for both squad, or really the rosters. But we get the starting lineups.
The rosters,
he's going to do the rosters.
Yeah.
cheerleaders in the house. Did a great job of the girls' game. They've kind of split up the cheerleaders between the multiple games.
Letting everybody get their shine.
Yeah. They did some pyramids before. They did a K-101 cheer, which we enjoyed.
Now, Trent, I think the hardest thing, were the cheerleaders at practice doing those pyramids? Because if so, that's amazing.
Oh, wow, they're doing all kinds of stuff. So here we go, getting ready for... There we go. We're going to throw it to Matt Adair here and get to your rosters for the red and white team for game one.
For both of our all-star teams this evening. First, for the red team. From LaVey, Oklahoma, number one, Jackson Duffy. From Wheeler, number one, Nathan Raleigh. From Thomas Lancaster, number 12, Gunnar Oaks. From Beaver, Oklahoma, number 13, Adrian Gonzalez. From Ashton High School, number 15, Austin Frazier. From Ashton, Oklahoma, number 20, Chris Brady. From Boyd City High School, number 21,
Coach from Garber, Oklahoma, Coach
National anthem here from Woodward, and somebody was trying to sing it behind us.
And we should give him a mic. Sounded great.
Mic that guy up. But great job there. Peyton Hughes giving the invocation, getting the crowd fired up.
Said, let's get loud.
That's
baby,
Woodward Student Citizen of the Year, by the way. And that's why. Getting the crowd into it there. So congratulations to Peyton for doing that. Thank you to Peyton for doing that. So here we go. Tipping it up, white team, going to be going right to left, red going left to right as we're looking at it. And Chase Davis, of course, will tip it up against Cameron Smith. And the Perry brothers are squaring off against each other, playing at the next level together, by the way, Oklahoma City Community College.
That ought to be fun. That's cool, man, being able to not only do it in high school.
Just like the court back home.
Yeah.
So here we go, Classic Bowl 34, game one. Coach Reed's white squad, red squad by Coach Hardaway. The tip is won by Coach White, and it goes to Lagasse, who gives it right to Jonah Jenkins, and here we go. Jenkins, little hesitation, dribble out to the wing. Davis coming up, shooting quick, and just like that, the MVP of the 4A state tournament picks up where he left off.
Oh, he ain't afraid of the moment, Trent. We know that.
Frazier, he's fired up out there. Johnson, crossover on Bishop. Teammate on teammate out there right now. Quick three again, left side, that's Smith, that's off the mark, and a rebound on the back end by Solomon Bishop. Those long arms can really catch. Oh, nice crossover, quick move to the rack, left hand off the glass, a foul and down. The speed of Bishop. Excitement here early, and the foul going to be on Smith. He's going to pick up his first, team's first. Now, there is, we learned last night, there's no bonus.
Yeah, no bonus.
You could probably foul, nobody's fouled out yet. It's hard to do. People came close.
Made for end of game situation in game one of that girls' game. Interesting because you could send somebody to the free throw line at will.
Bishop nails the and one. 6-0 white team here just getting underway. And Frazier guarded by his teammate Jenkins. And Jonah trying to take it. Smith's going to try to come over a trap and take it away from him. Frazier now got Bishop on him. Didn't like it. Little move gives it to Rainey. Now in the post to Smith. Davis on his back. Spin move left side off the glass. Won't drop for him. Rebound Lagasse. And he gives it to Jonah Jenkins in his bright green shoes.
Love him. That's some good color.
Hidden move there. Crossover. He's got Johnson on it. Pulls up in his face. That's going to bounce high. Bounce twice. Rim twice. And go right to Austin Frazier. Back comes Team Red. Red the other way. Underneath pass right to Johnson. Great pass by Frazier. Giving Jonah Jenkins a taste of his own medicine there.
Yeah. Found the open man. Easy two there for Johnson.
Johnson on the board first for Team Red. Quick three, Perry goes down.
And hit it on his brother.
Timmy Perry in his brother's face, and we're worried about the shooting. So far, it's on fire. 9-2 the score, White in front. The answer, Rainey hit the shot. And back and forth we go, 9-5. Rainey's first three of the game. We're only a couple minutes in.
Rainey's wearing a thin hoodie, too. You can't see the hood
part. Perry, heat check, logo, dropped it down. Timmy Perry. He shoots the lights out twice on his brother.
Oh, that's just cruel.
Rainey, like ass on him. Step back three in his face, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and Perry comes away with it. Smallest guy on the floor grabs it. Better find him. He's pulled up from the W. No good.
He practiced that warm up. I saw it.
To Jenkins. Jenkins on the attack in the paint. Back outside to Davis. He just hit one. That's off the mark, though. Long to Johnston. 12-5. Breakneck pace here early. A lot of shooting. Smith wide open for three from the wing. No one came and got him. He missed that. That goes long, and now they're getting a little tired. A couple misses in a row here.
You know, you can practice all you want. When you've been out of it for about a month or so, you get back out in full speed and takes it.
Perry, spin move, back out. Jenkins, attack, kick. Legass thought about it. Now he's going to take it in the corner, and that won't go. Legass told us at the luncheon this is indeed his last basketball game.
There you go.
Just hanging it up after this. Not the other Perry, that time off the mark for John.
Trying to get payback on Timmy there. Couldn't.
Behind the back dribble, Jenkins tried to get fancy with it. Goes out of bounds. It looked like off his leg. He's trying to point the other way, but he's not going to get that call. That's going to go back to Austin Frazier. A little sloppy here in the last minute or so after some hot shooting quickly. Here's Rainey with Legass on him. Bounce pass, Smith from the elbow. Back outside to Perry. Perry on the drive. Right-hand floater won't fall for him. And tip-in, Legass comes back with it. Another miss, 12-5, score remains. White team in the lead in the ball, 16:38 left in the first half. Quick three again, and Perry one more time. Timmy Perry is unconscious. Frazier now back to the wing. Johnston on the attack. Right hand, switched hands, and Bishop tried to block him and caught his arm. And teammate on teammate, they've done that a billion times.
Yeah, Johnston gave the look back like, I got you on that one a little bit.
Solomon picks up his first foul. That's going to put Aiden Johnston at the free throw line to shoot a couple. All Skelter Conference. We mentioned Penn State Altoona hits that first one. 15-6 is the score. He's got three. And second one upcoming here for Johnston. And knocks them both down. Quick and easy, makes it 15-7. And the white team with the basketball trailing, with the lead, 15-7. And with the ball, Jonah Jenkins, crossover on Johnston. Gets around him, nifty move by Jones, swatted away by Smith. Cameron Smith defending the paint.
He
goes back to
it.
Team White. Fake the ball, fake the three in the corner. Jonah Jenkins, nice pass across to Davis. Davis on the attack, hesitation move up underneath, and sweet. High dribble, went up on the other side of the rim and put it down.
A little silky there, Trent.
Frazier, corner three. That goes down. And Austin Frazier on the board.
He didn't even need to see it. He looked it off as soon as he shot it.
We're on pace for almost 100 here. Davis, another three. No good. Long rebound, tracked down by Perry. Perry ahead to Rainey. Quickly back goes White, trying to get back on defense. Rainey. Crossing over again, tried to step back, change directions, crosses back, step back three. Legass handed his face, laughing at him, and he missed the shot. Good defense by Legass.
Great
and his
defense.
Bishop, hesitation, little floater off the glass. What an athletic move by Solomon Bishop.
Yeah, he makes it look easy out there.
19-10, 15-17 left. Frazier bounce passing underneath to Smith in the paint. Great pass again by Frazier on the assist. And Cameron Smith's on the board with a couple.
If I need a point guard in the clutch, I'm calling Frazier. This man's diamond trick.
19-12 already. Quick three, Jenkins off the mark. And they're going to call a media timeout here. 15 minutes to go in the first half. White team leads the red team 19-12. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 Boys Basketball on K101.
At Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse on Jimmy Peck Court. Classic Bowl 34. New lineups coming in for your red squad. It looks like Adrian Gonzalez will be out there. That is as well as Jackson Crumley from Clinton. As trying to see who else we got here, Tyler. Looks like number 12, Gunner Oaks, Thompson Terrier. Big Red, Jake Mead, going to be a fan favorite here tonight, the Woodward Boomer. And he is going to be out. He's going to be out there as well with his teammate. So Peyton Hughes is out there for the white squad currently. On the other side,
one of two redheads we got tonight. Vance Schreiner from Goodwell on the floor. Looks like, see who else we got here. Evan Endress, Okarchi Warrior out there as well. And that is Brandon Coronado from Guymon out there for Team White. Nice give and go right back inside to Crumley. Takes it to the rack and in. And Jackson Crumley, the Clinton Red Tornado, all-stater, gets two.
Yeah, talk about a tough team right there, Trent Clinton. Oh, my.
Coronado with the basketball. First game was good to Guymon Tigers and the girls. Naomi Aragonia is player of the game, but he misses that one. Click back the other way we go. That's Gonzalez. Hands the ball off. Crumley, drive, kick outside. Meade for three. And goes down for Jake Meade. Playing on his home floor for the last time, quite possibly.
Yeah, he told me he's going to bust out the spin move at some point tonight, Trent. So we'll see if it happens.
Nice crossover. A little left hand up to Dipsy Dushot. That is Jasper Carter, who averaged 19 a game for Wacomas.
Yeah, you're seeing why right there with that one. Oof.
Crumley now gives it up to Oaks. Leading scorer for Thomas. Now over to Meade. Corner. Gonzalez for long three. That goes down. Comes back out and flies in for the rebound. There's Carter looking to run. He's got Hughes on his left. Pulls up from the wing. They didn't stop ball. That won't go. Missed shot. Rebound by Oaks.
Yeah, it kind of faded left a little bit on that one. You can see in the shot.
Brady Menem out there for Medford. He just lost one off his foot and that's stolen away. Back the other way goes Andres. Andres on the attack with a head of steam. Going to get fouled by. Looks like Meade's going to get tagged for this.
Head down, Trent. Head down, Trent.
That was a football move there by Endress. One foul for Jake Meade. 13:31 to go. 21-17 white team, and the red team has cut into this thing. It's kind of an eight-point lead at one point, and it goes back to Coronado. Peyton Hughes, long three for Peyton. He's going to try to answer Jake, and that won't fall for him. Rebound by Crumley. Changes pace. Let's slow it up. This group playing at a much slower pace here.
A little bit more precise, maybe. Oh.
Gonzalez tried to cross over, lost the basketball, fell down, flipped it up to Oaks. Now right back to Gonzalez, right block. Beautiful. Nice bounce pass to Crumley underneath on the assist from Gonzalez. And Jackson Crumley's got four.
Man, just like the girls, I'm really impressed with these groups of guys. Look like they played together for 3 years.
Vance Schreiner, one senior and a team full of juniors for the Goodwell Eagles. They're going to be fantastic next year. And he's going to shoot a three right here for Vance. That's going to bounce long. Rebound by Peyton Hughes, saves the possession. Coronado thought about it. Shot fake into the rack. Little double hesitation shot there. Won't fall for him and goes back to Gonzalez. Back comes Team Red. 21-19 white squad. 12:38 remaining in the first half. Dipsy Doo shot won't fall for Adrian. Took it all the way in. Almost lost the ball to Schreiner. And now Gonzalez is going to go after it. It's kicked around. It goes off. And they're saying the football guys are pointing this way to the red squad. They're all over it.
They're getting their judging skills ready for the dunk contest.
Adam
over there.
Creason was ready to referee on that sideline.
He threw the arm quick.
12:27 left in the first half. 21-19 white red with a ball chance to take their first lead here. Crumley on the attack lost it, but it went right to Oaks. And Oaks back to Crumley. Three, hand in his face. That comes up short. Meade tips it and tips it right to Carter. Jasper Carter is not very big, but he is a scoring machine. Well, he lost the ball that time. Got it stripped away from him by Oaks to Crumley. Ahead, Gonzalez behind him. Andres ahead of steam. Gonzalez makes the save. Andres tried to take it from him from behind. And Gonzalez made the two, and we're tied at 21 here.
Gonzalez heard the footsteps. Wasn't bothered, Trent, not at all.
Adrian, the Beaver Duster, all-conference player. Said his most memorable moment, he made the game winner against Turpin.
Here you go.
Crossover there and a foul before the shot, I believe, and that's going to be
on Gonzalez.
Tagged on Gonzalez, his first. Tied at 21, 11:45 to go in the half. So far, shaping up to be like the girls' game, which was the first one, which was a two-point affair. A little fade away by Carter there, won't fall. Rebound, though, underneath by Coronado, and swatted by Crumley. Took it right at him, and Jackson Crumley said no.
He plays guard, folks. He's not really a forward for the Clinton Tornadoes.
He can get up, though. He's got some length on him. Quick three by Menem now. Brady Menem, Medford Cardinal, that won't drop. And another rebound by Coronado. Hughes is going to try it from the wagon and dropped it down and looks at Meade and says, how you like that? Peyton Hughes.
He likes the wing. That's a spot out there.
Doing some talking out there. Meade from the free throw line. Spin move into traffic. Little floater switched hands and nice touch there by Big Red.
Told you Train's going to bust it out. He's got one sweet one if you get from the corner and really make a big spin.
How many games you got where you got two redheads on the floor at the same time? We got three in this game.
Very rare, right?
Three in the one in the next game, rather. Sam Alverson. 10:46 remaining in the first half. Drive by Carter. Pass outside Endress. And that goes down for Evan Endress. He's on the board with three, his first three, 27-23. White back in front by four. Nice under, down underneath pass to Menom. Turned one way, went back the other way, missed the shot, and Carter alters it. Picks up the basketball behind the back dribble and looking to run a little bit. No numbers. Tried to sneak one into Coronado, and Crumley's waiting on it. He's playing great defense back there. He's rotating like he's practiced with these guys his entire life.
Well, and he's just got great instincts. I mean, you say it right there. Watching that kid a couple times, you can tell he gets
Carter. Looking for an open teammate. Gives it to Andrus. Mid post. Back outside. Schreiner. Probing. Drive. Kick. Peyton Hughes. Three. Corner. That's no good. We're going to bounce right back at him, and no one blocked him out. He's going to get the rebound. Free throw line. Coronado's open. One dribble. Takes it up. Little floater. Oh, missed it. Got his own board. Tries to take it back up and gets fouled. And point blank look there for Coronado. One of the fall, he also is wearing some bright green shoes. And that will be Jackson Crumley's first. 27-23 white team, 9:58 to go in the first half, and should be getting immediate timeout possibly after these free throws.
About at that time. And Trent, you know, Brandon, he was a guy for that Guymon squad that really, I mean, grew up over the last 2 years. Remember, he was a sophomore. He's about 5'4", so he had a big growth spurt going into that junior year last year. Yeah, and, you know, really filled out his frame.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, he used to be a tiny thing, man.
That shot goes down, and we're going to get another media timeout. Coronado goes 1-for-2. White team leads the red team, 28-23, 9:58 to go in the first half. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 and helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
And welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. And coming out of another timeout, we got another new set of starters, players out there. New five on both sides. Looks like number 45, Braden Stover from Okarchi, will be out there. Caleb Arthod, who can really score in bunches. He's somebody to watch out for.
Light
number 21, Boyd City. Daxon Duffy from Omega is out there. It looks like, as well as
Nathan Rowley.
Yep, Rowley from Wheeler on the floor. Right now, Stover with a basketball for Team Red. They've got it. He's going to turn, shoot off the glass. That won't fall. Nice box out. Rebound coming back the other way for Team White is Jack McCoy, the Timberlake Tiger. Keegan Armas, Boys City Wildcat from the elbow. Bounces once, bounces twice. Won't fall. Back the other way we go. Raleigh behind the back dribble. Pulled up. No one came and got him. He's going to shoot the three, and it went down, and that's good.
Now, he threw off there, Taren Weedle. That's why he got open. Great move.
And Raleigh with his first three of the game makes it 28-26, 9:16 to go in the first half. McCoy back outside. That's a three from Snowden. That won't drop. Blake Snowden, Omega Raider. And it's going to go out of bounds and back to Team Red, who leads 20 or trails by two, 28-26, 9:06 remaining in the first half. See if we missed anyone out there. It all happened so quickly. You got to make sure you get everybody in, but Theron Weedle from Medicine Lodge, we did not name, and he is a double-double guy. He's a guy you may not know of because he's up in Kansas. Some of the Oklahoma people may not know. He is a scoring monster as well. Inside, hesitation, taking it back up in is Thad Terrell, and that won't fall for Thad. And a rebound, and back the other way goes Team White. There's Weedle. Oh, behind him, Caleb Arthod. You got to know where he's at. Back the other way. Quickly forward to Raleigh. Off of him, back to Arthod. He kicks it outside. Stover, three, hand in his face. No good. And now a box out and a board by Weedle. Forward, Armas.
Triangle
out of the corner.
Mir
with the three, deep three, won't fall. Rebound by Daxon Duffy. Duffy goes over the W. He's looking to hand it off to someone. Gives it to Arthod. Shot fake, drive, Raleigh. Left hand blocked at him by Weedle, and he's a good defender. Armas ahead. He's got an open teammate. It's Mir. Mir off the left hand, off the glass, and good. Christian Tarango Mir drops it down. Other way. Oh, up underneath, change direction. Nifty move there by Nathan Raleigh, who's got five. 30-28, white team up by two. 7:57 left here in the first half. High dribble. That won't go for Weedle. Off the knee, Arthod, and he's upset with himself. Playing at a pretty quick pace here.
Yeah, these guys aren't showing much rust, really. I mean, it looks like they just got done with season for the most part.
And that was just hopefully, yeah, they're raring to go. And now a drive floater won't drop there for Tarango Mir. Another way, Raleigh, Euro step, left hand won't fall and swatted back into play and grabbed by Armas, stolen right back by Arthod. He's going to take it in, get fouled, and the bucket won't drop. And Caleb Arthod's got three steals in this one already.
Trent, I want you to look over where the football guys are. It looks like the Timberlake guys have Chico spelled out on the shirts between five of them. I think that's for Christian over there.
Oh, that's not all Timberlake.
Oh, there, you're right. I saw Pippen down at the end. There is a couple nods, but that's great. Just tank top, you know, white plain shirts over there.
First one drops for Arthod, who's a great student as well. He's the National Honor Society president. He hit them both. We're tied at 37-29. Left in the half, first half, and we're all tied up. Shot fake Weedle. He's going to kick it back out to Tarango Mir. Mir to Armas. Corner, Weedle. Going to pull up, hand in his face. Stover wouldn't drop. Nice defense there by Braden Stover. Rebound, Daxon Duffy. And here we go. Raleigh, the quarterback of the Wheeler Mustangs. Quick three, Arthod won't fall. Raleigh tries to grab it. Stolen away by McCoy. McCoy, the Tiger. You're going to hear that time. Oh, stolen away by Arthod again, but goes right back to Armas, who puts it up and in. And Keegan Armas with two. It's 32-30.
Armas wasn't going to let his teammate get stolen off like that. Stole it right back. Got the layup.
White team leads by two. Red team with the ball. Drive. Arthod just won't fall for him. Rebound Armas off his teammate's miss and tried to launch it back. It's stolen right back there by Thad Terrell. Terrell to Duffy. Skip pass. Far side. Almost threw it over the head. They tried to save it. Did throw it over his head. Couldn't quite be grabbed by Raleigh. Right in front of the football player's bench. And you sure that says Chico?
I think it does. C-H-I-C-O, if I'm not mistaken over there.
All right.
That's what I'm seeing. We got to confirm it. Yeah. I mean, look, it's there. It's there.
All right. I don't know if that's Jack McCoy's nickname or what. That's going to come up short for Snowden.
They popped when Mir made the basket, though. That's why
okay.
I pointed that out. So we'll see if they do it again.
Well, maybe it's, Christian there. Quick three by Duffy. That's off the side of the backboard, and Daxon's going to laugh it off. We're going to remain at 32-30, 6:05 to go in this first half. White team with the lead in the basketball.
Nothing to be embarrassed about with a little, hitting the side backboard. It's an all-star game. It's okay. Get away with that.
Thad Terrell, Comus Chieftain. Forgot to mention his school there. Armas with the basketball. Step back three. Yeah, almost airballed. Hit a little bit of the backboard. And back we go the other way. Back and forth. Nathan Raleigh crosses over the head. Looked everybody off. Took it with the left hand and good. Raleigh showing some moves there. Nifty moves.
Yeah, great head fake. Really
from the Texas kid. Miss. Terrell. Or for Weedle. Took it right back in and finally got on the board there. Theron Weedle. And now it's 34-32. Back in front. White team by two. 5:21. Left in this half. Arthod off the glass, making it look easy. Or Arthod with four.
He can just dart in there, Trent, get in there at will. It's really impressive.
He's an eight-man all-state player in football as well. That's a long three. He chose to play basketball, and that's going to be Snowden. Blake Snowden, the Omega Raider, puts White back in front again. Just when Red claws back, White pulls a front. 5 minutes to go in the first half. White team in front of the Red team, 37-34. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
K-101. We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
And we're back here at Boomer Fieldhouse. Classic Bowl 34. White team leads the red team. Coach Hardaway's squad in front. Or Coach Reed's squad in front, I'm sorry. In front by three. It throws you off when they have what on the scoreboards. This side's the red team and this side's the white team.
Right.
That's stolen away quickly there. A whole new five. The starting fives are in. Bishop. Ooh, nice move by Solomon Bishop to the rack, making it look easy. And he's got seven in this game. 39-34. White team back in front. Rainey trying to have Team Red get back into this thing. Just can't take the lead. Frazier, quick three in there. They needed that one. Frazier's got six on two threes. And the Cash and Wildcat cuts it to a two-point lead. His teammate Jenkins with Rainey on him. They're going to play together in college at Southwestern. Crossover dribble. Behind the back dribble. Crosses back over. Fade away. Won't fall. Good defense there by Rainey. Other way for Frazier. Picks up the basketball. Kick back outside. Stolen away. And trying to get a breakaway. Kamani Martin would have had the rim all to himself.
Yeah, Kamani was looking for that dunk. And I can't confirm after the recon research, Chico is Christian Triangle.
That's a three by the other Perry. That's John on the board with three for Red Squad. And Red Team cuts it back to two. 39-37, 4:01 to go in the half. Kamani Martin, another Wheeler kid. Davis, three, that's his thing. That's not going to drop. Long rebound there by Rainey. Quickly ahead to Johnston. Guarded by Bishop. And Frazier again. Lagasse didn't come get him. That's going to come off long. Going to be trying to track it down as Johnston over in front of the white bench, but won't get there in time. And Solomon Bishop will inbound the ball. His team now down by a point. 39-40. White team. As Red finally takes the lead. They've trailed most of this half. Only led for a little bit. Martin takes it right at Perry. Got away with the travel there probably and then kicked it back outside.
It's a bit of a bump trip. Trent, continuation.
It's an all-star game.
That's right.
Bishop all thought about shooting it. Johnson would have blocked it, so he kicks it back to Jenkins. Now to Davis. They're not going to get him. He's going to shoot it. Oh, that comes up short again. And Perry with the rebound. John weaves his way through traffic from the wagon into traffic and then picks up the foul. And that foul is going to be on Solomon Bishop, number two for him. And 40-39, Red Team in front by a point with 3:08 to go in this half. And a back-and-forth game and a tight game.
A lot of good pace, good energy out there.
And lobbed inside. Rainey tips it to himself to save it. Back over to Perry, long three. This time Bishop, though, hand in his face. That's going to be a tough shot. Johnson tries to get the rebound, lost it. Martin tries to grab it. That's going to go off of Johnson's foot, I believe.
Yeah, Martin threw it off his foot.
Guys say no. It's a mixed opinion.
Oh, there they go.
Good call. Coach Radford had a tough call to make. He's going to upset someone either way.
It was a great play by Martin. Literally, no look, threw it off the leg of Johnston.
Inbounded to Rainey, left block. Lagasse on his back. Spin, fade away. Lagasse with a hand in his face and great defense by Lagasse. Bounce pass forward. Davis. Ooh, nice move. Take it to over on the other side of the rim and puts it in.
A little old school right there with the finger roll.
That's his move. He's done it a couple times. Johnson answer won't fall. Davis has seven, by the way. It's 41-40. White back in front. Bishop to the rack. No one stopped him. Crowd wanted a foul. Didn't get it.
Nobody touched him. He got scared.
Frazier. Out to Cameron Smith. Big Cameron Smith going to shoot a long three with Davis on him. Rebound, though, by Frazier. Kicks it back. Johnson wide open. Nobody there, and he knocks it down. Johnston has seven. 43-41, 2:13 to go. And we're going to have a couple subs here. Solomon Bishop's going to come off, and that will bring back on
Timmy Perry. Yeah.
5'8", back with his brother there. Down the left block goes Jenkins. Kick back to Davis. Shows ball. Oh, nice underneath move. That shot wouldn't drop for Chase Davis. Quickly, Ed Frazier cherry pick another end. Nobody there. Thought about dunking it and then laid it in. Everyone got excited there, but Austin with eight. He currently leads all scorers right now.
Davis.
His team. Davis again with the attack.
Up and under trip.
And he has some nice moves, slash moves in him.
Yeah, he does.
Johnson going to try it again. He just hit one. That time a little more guarded. Yeah, it won't drop for him. And Jenkins back the other way. 1:33 remaining in the half. 45-43 Red. White with the basketball. Chance to tie or take the lead. Jenkins says he's going to try, but it won't work. Off the miss there. Frazier from the wing. Back out to the corner. Far corner. Left corner. Cameron Smith. Going to try it again for three. That's an air ball. And now Cameron's legs getting to him. He's shaking his head.
Yeah.
Jenkins flips it back. Three, Lagasse. No good. And just hit the backboard there. 1:07 to go. Red team with a two-point lead. Perry with the basketball. John again pulling up for three. That's going long. And now the legs are getting into
it.
Rebound, though, by Smith. The putback won't fall for big Cameron Smith. And now he gets it again and puts it back in.
Blew the bunny, but got the hard one, Trent.
Getting it the hard way down there. He's got a ton of those in his career. Over at Covington Douglas. Back outside. Davis, they got to come get him. Try to close out. That won't fall, though. Just in time for Smith on the closeout. 47-43 red. They've got the ball. 34 to shoot. Perry tried to flip it inside. It's stolen away by Davis. 3-on-2 break. They got to stop. No one's going to stop him. Davis to the rack. Oh, he missed the dunk. Rebound, though, right there. Johnny on the spot. It's Kamani Martin to put it back. 22 seconds left in the half. Behind the back pass. Rainey to Frazier. That's not going to fall. A little fancy there for Pats.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Kamani Martin, 13 seconds. Going to flip it to Perry for a long three. That's going to come off long on the board.
Seven.
Frazier, six to shoot. Ahead to Rainey. Right hand off the glass and down for Vance, who's got five. 1.3 to go. Stolen away. Perry tried to get the three. It won't count. They waved it off. It went down as he stole
they're
the inbounds, and they're saying no good.
The
Coach Hardaway wants
counted.
It. They just want for the effort. 49-45 at the end of the first half. Red team leads the white team. We'll be back with halftime right after this. Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Whites Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Welcome back here, Classic Bowl 34. Cheerleaders getting introduced right now. You can probably hear Coach Matt Adair in the background. As looks like we got Garber and Thomas and Clinton and Follett and Cherokee and Merritt out there. We mentioned Kara Stair, your medalist in golf, and cheering in this event. Cheyenne is represented. And what a nice hand for Rudy there. Very excited about that. There's a Woodward here. They're represented as well, as they usually are. It's a fantastic cheer squad they have. But right now at the half, 49-45, the red team leads the white team as Coach Cardaway's squad trailed for a lot of that, but was able to kind of come back at the end here. And they are going to do a cheer performance for us. Now, we're not going to be able to see it from our end, so we're going to watch it while we just talk about what's going on here at the half. But does look, I mean, back and forth affair, too quick. They're having fun out there. You know,
you're seeing
them launching some threes, and some defense started lacking as the game went along. Started with defense optional there toward the last 5 minutes or so.
We're on pace for that 100 you were talking about. We're at 49-45, so we're there. But I love the finesse though too, Trent. Like there's some guys out there, Chase Davis, Vance Reed, those guys. Having the fun with it on the finesse side, that's always the best part for me. Saw a little bit of defense, saw some blocks here and there, so it's not all lost on defense there.
Yeah, and it looks like they made the Timberlake Covington Douglas crew take their Chico shirts off. That was Christian Tarango Mir, who was an all-district football player who played with Parker Smith's over there and, played with those guys. So they were out there supporting their teammate. And they do have, there's a couple teammates they have on the floor. So he was just one Wildcats. And
I couldn't tell what
and
football
Joe,
guy that
Joe
is.
Jackson from Watonga
is
putting on his own cheerleading exhibition.
Just about three or four backflips.
Trying to one-up the crowd. And we also saw DeAndre Dunn trying to dunk it in the last break. He was a fan. He scored 24 a game in basketball. That's a guy who can – light it up here and probably could step in and play if he had to.
Probably. Well, they were
scoring.
A couple of the football guys I heard were trying to petition to get into the dunk contest, but that got shut down. That's not fair. You can't have football guys sitting out, you know, on the fresh legs come in on the dunk contest.
I want to mention, too, we got, you know, it's not just basketball out here. We got some valedictorians on the floor.
Yes.
Austin Frazier, Gunnar Oaks. There's some super smart players. Jonah Jenkins, you know, is on that list. Now, Jonah and Austin go to the same school. They're both listed themselves as valedictorian. So I don't know. Somebody's lying to me or they tied.
Maybe it was a tie tree. You never know.
But, yeah, so, you know, it's hard to tell. Sometimes you get the information and, you know, maybe one of them was 1 year and one of them was the other. Either way, even if you're close, that's a, you know, fantastic accomplishment. By the way, Vance Rainey put it, too. They all put valedictorian.
Well, you know, maybe they just didn't quite know
the difference.
I think
they might have been. They're either lying to me or this is the smartest group of basketball guys.
Trent, we've been talking about this week. It might be.
We're going to have to clear that up. All right, so getting ready here for the second half. 6 minutes to go before we tip it off. We want to thank Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust for all your roofing needs, and Team Lane. Go ahead and search Team Lane on Facebook for more information. Proud sponsors of Classic Bowl 34. Taking a break, coming right back here. It is the Classic Bowl 34 boys basketball game on K101.